We stay in the Caribbean for our final story today. When I mention Cuban music, what comes to mind? I bet many of you are thinking Buena Vista Social Club. Hard to believe it's been almost 20 years since their album and the Wim Wenders documentary about these aging Cuban musicians came out. And despite the deaths of many of the key members of the band, Buena Vista Social Club keeps going. Tomorrow, they're going to perform at a venue many thought they'd never get to play, the White House. I asked our friend and frequent contributor Beto Arcos just how big is this gig.
Major, just like you said, I never ever imagined that they would ever play at this venue. I mean, this is like the biggest deal to them and to anybody. It's huge.
There have been all sorts of cultural exchanges during the economic embargo. Have Cuban musicians ever played the White House through the embargo period?
I do not recall. It was basically, you don't do those things, you know? And now, obviously, with Obama and the things that have been happening for the past year since, you know, he opened relations with Cuba back in December of last year, things have changed dramatically. I mean, and so in one way, I'm not surprised. And yet at the same time, I'm just kind of like, wow, I never thought I'd live to see this.
Yeah, and this is huge for Buena Vista Social Club, not just because the music they make is awesome, but they are a brand, a global brand. Just remind us what their importance is in terms of Cuban music, because it's not what a lot of Cubans have listened to over the past 20 years.
Well, no, I mean, really, the project really came together as a sort of almost an accident. You know, remember, Ry Cooder went to Cuba to record with musicians from Africa, and the Africans never got there. So Ry was there and said, basically, hey, let's do something here. And so pretty soon, a group of musicians started gathering. But he chose different musical traditions. I mean, you know, Rubén González had never played with Eliades Ochoa. You know,
Rubén González, the great late piano player of the ensemble.
That's right. And, you know, Omar Portuondo had never recorded with Ibrahim Ferrer. And so this was a very much a one-off, and pretty soon you have this incredible sound that came together in those days in Havana, almost like you said, 20 years ago.
Right, and now as guitarist Eliades Ochoa told you, it's kind of a whole genre unto itself.
That's right. This is what he told me in an interview I just did with him last weekend when they were touring through the LA area here.
La música cubana, la música tradicional cubana no va a morir nunca, y mucho menos ahora.
He said, you know, traditional music isn't going to die, and it's because the Buena Vista Social Club. Now, throughout Cuba, he said, there are bands that if you ask them to play El Cuarto de Tula, El Carretero, Chan Chan, Candela, everyone knows the songs, and all these groups have learned the tunes from, of course, the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, even the young hipsters have sampled Chan Chan in rap tunes. What did Eliades Ochoa tell you about what he thought in terms of the thaw in relations between the U.S. and Cuba and the possible lifting of the embargo?
Well, this is what he said.
Es alegría de un acuerdo, de un arreglo.
He said, we get such joy, such excitement from, you know, such an agreement. It, of course, he said, it's always going to be good for everybody. And he said he can't wait to share his music and record with American musicians that because of the, you know, previous political situation couldn't go to Cuba. Well, now it's a completely different time, different world, different era.
You know anyone who's going to be at the White House tomorrow?
Not that I know of, but I mean, that's one place I'd like to be.
Yeah, unfortunately, invitation only. Our friend reporter Beto Arcos, his new podcast is called The Cosmic Barrio. Beto, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Marco.
De Cuba lo que impuso y que se pega y cuando llega no despega, pega, pega lo que puso el ruso en el discurso que con Bay segundo puso entre tus secas. Ahora la distancia que está.
See, everyone in Cuba knows how to play the Buena Vista Social Club tunes. This is Orisha's Cuban expats in Paris giving us their take of the song Chan Chan from a few years back. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.